somewhere in the 50s or 60s.
Okay.
So it wasn't exactly my goal, but for 10 weeks, I think it's pretty good. So.
What have you learned during this whole 10-week process of organizing a campaign and putting it together?
How tough it is, how much work it takes, and how many people are infected by these blood cancers. That's the biggest thing I learned.
Okay, and going forward, when you have that much money and that much awareness being raised, how is there any way to grasp how you're relating and helping people and families?
I think the biggest thing was for me is like 2 days ago in the mail, I got a letter from some little kid. I can't even remember the name on the letter, but they said something like, "Thank you for all you're doing to save our lives." And like that just really touched my heart. So when I got that letter, I'm actually going to reply to the kid, but when I got that letter, I put it up on my refrigerator. So that meant the most to me, you know, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
With a magnet on it?
Yeah.
Tape?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I can look at that every day.
Do you have much else on your refrigerator? Is that kind
of... I mean, I have a few pictures and stuff, but that's probably the most unique thing that I've received throughout this whole process.
Okay. And then final couple hours, like how are you spending now between now and the cutoff?
Just relaxing. I mean, pretty much all the work is done. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was never my goal to get a trophy or to win this thing. It was all about telling my brother's story and raising awareness and helping people who are affected by this. And I feel me and my team did a tremendous job of it, and I hope the other candidates put their all into it too, because when they do, we all win. So.
And then shifting to football. Let's talk a little football.
Yeah.
You've been getting a lot of work at Nickel. What's that been like, and what's your assessment of these OTAs?
It's been fun, you know. I played a lot of Nickel last year, but I'm a whole lot more comfortable this time around, so I feel that's going to help me even more and I'll be more effective. So whatever it takes to help this team win, that's what I'm all about.
What are you building on that you did learn last year that's coming easier this year?
Mainly just confidence and knowing the entire system. You know, like last year, I was just kind of out there. I knew the system, but I didn't know it, you know. So this year, getting to go against all the great receivers that I went against, it really helped my confidence to show me that I could play at this level and be successful. So I'm excited about this year.
A lot of installation has occurred. Coach said that it's going to be a lot of offense versus defense, a lot of scenarios next week. How excited is the defense to keep working and squaring off against the offense?
I'm excited because I feel our receivers have gave us a great look. Like, we have a lot of really good receivers here, and I feel we gave them a great look. So it's only going to make us all better in the long run. You know, they say iron sharpens iron, so we just got to keep giving each other great looks and just making each other better to hopefully win the championship here. That's the goal at the end of the day, so.